Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program, and we invite you to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features totally free. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, main feature of the site, lets you control the content. Go over there and see what that's all about. All right, so let's continue here. Take your phone calls. Bring up whatever you want. Oh, I'm just informed, by the way, that apparently last night we had a guy call in who was, like, incoherent. He wasn't making any sense, and we could barely get him to make a, like, he couldn't make a point. Remember that call, Mark?
Yes.
Like, at the very end of the call, we thought that he said the F-bomb at the very end.
But seemed like it.
But we didn't dump it, wasn't sure. It was like we were talking over him, and the board ops have now listened closely to the file and figured out that he actually repeated what it was that I said about wanting to put a shotgun in my mouth after having listened to his call. Just kind of thought that was interesting. He said he apparently had said the same thing I said, but we didn't even understand that from the guy. It was like full of marbles, I think, in his mouth. Anyway, so, as an aside, 800-259...
You're a real humanitarian.
What? Oh, 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with your thoughts and calls about what you want. Ray in Washington, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ray.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your
mind? I called to talk about violence in the campaign, but let me tell you something that I tell the local cops when they come on the radio station, and I want to say this in a way that this lady who called prior understands. When you get to the total point in desperation, okay, I always used to tell these guys, listen, if I'm broke when I'm old and I've got nothing, I'm coming to the courthouse with a brick and I'm going to chuck it right through the window. And Ian, I think I'll take your line when he tells me what the fine is. I'll tell him I don't pay criminal organizations. And you know where I go then? To jail.
To jail.
And guess what they give you in jail?
Free health care.
And free health care and three hots and a cot. You name it. And you know, if you've ever...
Don't count on all your meds, man. I'm just, you know, having spent 9 years in prison, I'm telling you, don't count on all your meds.
Well, that you know, I don't know what the story is there, and you may die. But you know what? It sounds like you may die anyways. But that's at least the... You know, you're going to get some medical care there, and I imagine you have a little bit more experience in that place.
You're
going to
get something.
They would prefer you not die because each person they have in the jail means a larger budget for them, right?
I think it's between $3,500 and $3,700 a year, depending on what state you're in, that they get to collect. And that's before the medical thing starts. You can have a prisoner probably run up $100,000 a year, better, depending on what kind of medical that they have. I had a guy here who needed to have one tooth pulled, and he couldn't afford it. So he had to go to the hospital, to the emergency room, and that bill was $5,000. Well, false teeth would have been less than $5,000.
I have to say, it is an original idea. I mean, we were asking for our listeners that didn't know, a lady called in to ask, maybe you just tuned in, she called in to ask about, or not really ask, but tell her story about how it is that basically she can't afford to pay for the medication that she needs to live. And, of course, the government, who purportedly is there to supposedly help you, keep you safe and happy and healthy, which we all know is not true, is not. They're dropping the ball, and she's going to die. And so, of course, I asked for folks to call in because I am not an expert. I do not know. I'm just a talk show host. I don't know about what to do in these situations. And so I have to say it's an original suggestion. Go to jail.
Well, they're there. So if you need it, go use it. It's like they pay better. You know, the people who work at jails make more money than the people who work at convalescent homes, I'll tell you that. Hey, you know what? I'm going to talk a little bit about the violence I'm seeing in the campaigns.
Okay,
Joe Miller up in Alaska. Handcuffing that reporter.
What?
Security guards.
I hadn't heard about this.
Oh, well, it's been all over the news.
A political candidate handcuffed a reporter?
A Tea Party candidate. He had a reporter handcuffed by his two security guards. And then, of course, you've seen the Rand Paul thing.
Oh, the Rand Paul thing is horrible.
The head now, stomp.
Yeah, one of his supporters actually stomping on the neck of a protester, and it was just absolutely horrifying.
Right, and of course, the Miller thing you ought to check out. That happened probably 3 weeks ago. And today in Virginia, a guy who was just sitting in a cafe, happened to be of the opposite party. That other party, which was Republican, called in there and had the man arrested. And, man, it was a nasty scene, and it's all over the news now. But, I mean, these guys, if you want to ask them, if you want to exercise your free rights, and, geez, I thought that's what the Tea Party was all about, they are getting right out violent. And there's Sharon Engel down in Nevada. Okay, she's running like a scared kitten. She won't talk to anybody but Fox News. Where's the freedom in this?
You know, in related to what you're saying here, I spotted something today on one of the industry publications that I get. You know, as it being in the talk radio world, I like to keep up with what's going on with the business. And one of the stations in Delaware, WDEL, which is a fairly big station that I guess their signal covers part of Philly and covers a lot of ground. They had that lady on that was claiming she wasn't a witch.
O'Donnell.
Yeah, the one that has a real issue with self-pleasuring.
Yeah, right.
She apparently she was on, and according to the news, the interview was fairly amicable in the beginning, and then the host Rick Jensen got into some more
specifics about whether where she would actually cut the budget, because Republicans love to talk about cutting budgets. They just won't tell you where, and the reason they won't tell you where is because
they're full of it.
Right, they're lying and they don't want to be held to it later.
Yeah, so she got upset about that, I suppose, and then after the interview was done, her campaign staffers demanded that the radio station turn over the video and the audio of the interview to them,
yes,
essentially so they could confiscate it.
Yes, give us that audio and that video.
Well, here's the problem, guys. She's a Tea Party candidate.
Yeah.
Now, these people are coming out and saying that they're for freedom, but boy, they aren't acting like it.
Of course.
They talk about the Constitution. They're not acting like the Constitution.
Indeed. And, you know, the reason that this stuff is happening is because politics is a threat. Politics at its core is a threat. I'm going to get a hold of the apparatus of government, and I'm going to make it the way I want it, and you can't do it anymore. I'm wresting the control away from you. The things that you want won't be important to me. It's what I want is important. These people use terminology like battling and war. They use it constantly, and that's how they feel. They feel that they are at war, and when you're at war, really, there's no holds barred. Head stomping and having people handcuffed and confiscating the audio and
right,
compromising people's freedom of speech, that doesn't matter.
No, it's definitely a power trip, and it doesn't seem like there's any one side, whether it be Tea Party, Democrat, Republican. These are greedy people, and when we just listened to that poor woman talk, these people could care less about a human being.
They just use people like Dana for their campaign purposes, and you're right, these people are addicted to power, but in many cases they don't even have it yet. Look how they're showing their hand, they're tipping their hand before they've even actually gotten into a political office. Ray, thanks for the call tonight.
Take care,
I appreciate
guys.
You bringing that up. Just related to this, a little more detail on that story, Chris Carl reporting over at WDEL.com that Christine O'Donnell is in the national spotlight again. It comes after O'Donnell and her campaign manager threatened to sue WDEL Radio over the release of a videotaped interview on the Rick Jensen Show. Now, actually, Mark, you and I have met Rick. He's come to a number of the talk radio conventions that we attend, and heck of a nice guy. During the interview, O'Donnell snaps her fingers and beckons an aide after Jensen presses her with questions. Wait, you didn't think you were going to get asked questions, lady?
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
During the interview, after seeing the video, an attorney for the O'Donnell campaign apologized to WDEL's attorney, saying there was no legal issue with the video. The spokes bureaucrat for the campaign said they were concerned with whether or not WDEL had permission to record the interview, which was aired live on WDEL.
A radio show.
And streamed on WDEL.com. He says they tried to find out before the interview whether it would be videotaped, and after not getting a clear answer, assumed it would not be. A statement from the O'Donnell campaign.
You assume.
I'm sorry, what, Sean?
You know what happens when you assume.
You may know what happens. Anyway, a statement from the O'Donnell campaign accuses WDEL of being liberal media looking for ratings. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Rick Jensen never seemed to be a liberal to me.
No,
this is
not.
Free Talk Live.
How long can you hold your breath? Not long.
After air, water is the most critical factor for life. There are dozens of toxic substances in tap water, even pharmaceutical drugs that city processing can't remove. Sadly, most bottled water isn't much better. The chemicals in the bottles themselves are a serious health concern and a huge environmental problem. Filtering your own drinking water is the logical answer. You'll have a much better quality of water and save a bunch of money, too. Aquasana filters are thorough and more affordable per gallon than even pitcher-type filters. Aquasana is consistently voted the best choice by Consumers Digest. The filters are easy to use and install. Call 866-NO-BOTTLE to order or link online through freetalklive.com. If you'd like a 20% discount, and who wouldn't, when ordering online, use the discount code FTL. Again, that's FTL. Or call toll-free 866-NO-BOTTLE and tell them we sent you to get a great discount on all Aquasana products. Drink smart. 1-866-NO-BOTTLE.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power, but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there. The webcam is one of the many features. You go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and chat. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time as you enjoy the cam feed. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do all of that and do it all for free. That's cam.freetalklive.com, brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're all 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to, get this, 99% off of list price. They've got this stuff in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. It's amazing. MemoryDealers.com.
Joining in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sean.
And Mark.
To the phones and the fun, let's talk to Paul in California. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Sean.
Hi, Paul.
I just wanted to respond to that lady. What was her name that called in with the inability to pay for medical care?
That was Dana in Texas.
Anna?
Dana in Texas.
Oh, okay. Well, there are a couple sites I wanted to mention that maybe she could check out. One is needymeds.org. That's a place where some of the manufacturers of drugs have discount opportunities for discounts for people that don't have enough money. There's also togetherrxaccess.com. I have .com down here. Might be .org. Also cdfund.org. And also I wanted to mention the possibility of going to a local church, local churches, and talking to people, or publicizing something on the internet, like making a site with a chip in. I think the key is just, you know, I hope that she would definitely not give up and call into the program also if any of these ideas don't work, or depending on the situation.
Or better yet, if any of the ideas do work.
Make the situation as public as possible, or if they do work, absolutely.
Yeah.
And make the situation as public as possible, because, you know, I think if enough people know about it, you know, something's going to happen.
That much is true.
Don't just quietly deal with it on your own and not, you know, make sure there people know about it so people can help.
All it is, it's all about publicity in this circumstance. You're absolutely right. Is, you know, people are going to make something happen because this is outrageous.
Right, absolutely. And I know if there were absolutely no other options, you know, I would certainly help with a chip in. But, you know, people have to know about it in order to help, so.
Thanks for bringing that up tonight,
right,
Paul. So needymeds.org was one of them, and then just run through the other two if you could again.
TogetherRxAccess. That might be .org. I have .com here. And cdfunds.org. There's also healthwellfoundation.com, I believe.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. At 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Needymeds is a 501c3 nonprofit with the mission of helping people who cannot afford medicine or health care costs. Certainly sounds like a good place to start to check out and see if they can do something for it.
You'd think that would be, yeah, I mean, it's a good idea. People just don't know all this stuff.
Yeah, and then when you talk to somebody at a place like a Needy Meds, maybe they'll have some other ideas for you as well. People that deal with this on a regular basis, because Dana's situation cannot be that uncommon, right?
I do so much love it when we see a market-based solution to this kind of a problem.
If only we actually had a free market in healthcare, then a lot of these problems would just disappear, and somebody might balk at a statement like that. But the reason why drugs are so expensive is because of government regulations, really.
FDA and patent law.
Correct. These companies that are manufacturing these drugs have to spend a whole bunch of money, but billions upon billions of dollars.
I don't know if it's hundreds of millions. It's a bunch of money, and it's so many zeros, it's mind-boggling.
It's billions upon billions just to get one drug approved through the FDA. Who's got to pay for that? Well, you do. They pass the costs on to you. And if they And if they didn't have to pay for those costs, or like you said, Sean, bringing lawyers into the picture, having to deal with filing patent paperwork and such.
And well, they have to file the patent paperwork before they begin the FDA process, and then they have to hope they can get the FDA process done before the patent expires, and then they have a very short window in the patent where they can actually sell the drug as a monopoly provider, which is pretty much for them their chance to make the money back.
And another reason why drugs are so expensive, because the patents protect them, like you're saying, maybe it's for a short period of time, but it's probably at least a few years. The patents protect them from competition by the generics, the people that are out there that are willing to reverse engineer or figure out what's actually in the product and then essentially create a generic version of it and sell it for much less. So we've had Dr. Mary Ruart on the show in the past, and she is one of my heroes. She's written the book Healing Our World. It's an excellent book. And she's got personal experience in the medical field. That's what she does.
Yeah, that's why they call her doctor.
Yeah, and she's worked specifically with pharmaceutical companies and worked in the pharmaceutical field, and she is vehemently against the idea of intellectual property. She remembers what it was like before things were like they are today with intellectual property, where she pointed out that the reason why there was still new techniques and medicines coming out, even without patent protection, was because the companies wanted to be first to marketplace. It was just a competitive race to get the best product out and get it out as quickly as possible. And then if you did it first, then you would have that name recognition of, oh yeah, it was Bayer that came out with aspirin. And so people would reward the first person to market, even though the generics would come out and the competitors would come out and they would offer a similar product at a similar or lower price, people would still be
Bayer still making aspirin, even though their aspirin costs more than the generic equivalent in the grocery store or the drugstore.
Someone's still buying it.
People are still buying it.
Yeah.
Bayer has the name recognition.
Yes.
And
they can distill willow bark better than anybody.
It goes even beyond that. I mean, look at facial tissues. Everyone just calls them Kleenexes.
Yeah. Well, you talk
that's a brand name.
You talk about
that's
owning
name
a brand.
Recognition.
Yeah. That's the ideal thing, right? Like with Google has done that now with Google searches. I mean, people use Google as a verb. Go Google it. Well, the Google is a search engine. It's not. That's not technically a verb, but it is now.
It's become one. Language changes.
Yeah, it's amazing. So there's so many roadblocks in the way of actually getting cheap health care, and they've all been placed there by the government. Because in the absence of the FDA, those companies wouldn't have to spend the billions of dollars, and they wouldn't have to hire the patent attorneys, and who knows how much money that costs. So they wouldn't have all the research and development costs that have nothing to do with research and development, that have everything to do with patent protections and moving through government bureaucracy. So the R&D costs would be down significantly on these medications. And because we would then have no FDA, you could have any number of manufacturers competing to create these products and bring the cost down even further.
Well, so it's my understanding of patents that in order to get one, you have to publish exactly how you create whatever chemical it is or something like that. So with the patents removed, you no longer have to publicize that, which makes reverse engineering it harder.
A little more difficult.
So that's going to help them in the long run.
There's also ways to protect your intellectual property, if you want to use that term. I think that's your good idea, your ideas. There are ways to protect them. In the area of medicine, for instance, they do all kinds of testing with new medicines. The people have to go to the doctor's office in order to get the medicine. If you just have them, go to the doctor's office, they have to sign something that says that they won't, give this information over to anyone else, then they, take the medicine there. I think you can protect yourself in that circumstance if you need to protect your idea.
Would love to have your ideas. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower,
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently,
like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use EDGE.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims,
and we can back up every one.
Go to quickedge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
EDGE is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use EDGE have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money back guaranteed when you buy the EDGE at quickedge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. A number brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sean.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website, freetalklive.com. Listening options are there. We've got broadband and dial-up versions of the show around the clock. So maybe it's 5 in the morning. You want to listen to Free Talk Live, the latest episode is always playing at listen.freetalklive.com. You can also call in to our listen lines. So from any phone that can dial long distance, you can also listen in that way. And there are other options for you as well. Go to listen.freetalklive.com. Now, if you are of college age, Mark, what can you do?
Yeah, that's college age, whether you're a recent graduate, an undergraduate, or what do they call a graduate student? They've got the Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program, sponsored by the Institute for Humane Studies. It provides a policy experience and training for individuals passionate about individual liberty and free markets. The program includes an 8-week internship, two public policy seminars, and career training. Participants intern at one of more than 100 think tanks and nonprofit organizations in Washington, D.C., and across the United States, working on issues ranging from privatization to energy policy to free speech. They give housing assistance. They give mentoring. They give stipends. They actually pay you to do it. It's open to college students. Go to libertarianinternships.com. It's libertarianinternships.com. And you're going to have to sign up for more information there, libertarianinternships.com.
So we're talking about health care. And unfortunately, what brought this about was just a horrible story of a lady who just can't afford it. The supposed assistance programs the government has are not cutting it. And so she's not in an unusual situation. There are a number of folks that are also facing similar circumstances. And we were just discussing how the government is the problem here. And one of the things that the government is really great at doing is pointing out to people problems that it has created and blaming them on the marketplace. Well, the market, look at these greedy corporations, they're charging so much for their medicine, and we've got to step in and have single-payer health care. That'll yeah. solve the problem. They do this in a lot of different ways. They'll point to a problem that they created, and they'll say, market caused this. This is a free market that caused this problem, and the solution is more government.
Well, you know, the United States has a freer market than most places. Not particularly, not free, but freer than many, many places out there. And so they, you know, it's easy to just blame everything on that that free market that's going on. Or freer.
Well, and of course, it's not the free market. The healthcare market isn't even close to being free. It's mostly controlled. The majority of the marketplace is the dollars that are being floating around in the healthcare market are being controlled by the government. And that doesn't even account for all the regulations and controls that are put on the industry and the people that are the healthcare providers and the costs that they have to bear as a result of that and ultimately have to pass on to the consumers. And so we see this in a lot of different ways where the government points to the marketplace and says, this is a market failure and this is the reason why we need to have government. Single-payer health care, that's the solution. And, of course, people will fall right in line with it, too, because...
Single-payer health care sounds like it's free. And that's nice. Who doesn't want free medical care? I had free medical care.
In prison?
It was in prison, and it sucked. Ask the people in the military.
Well, yeah, Mark, but, that's being in prison, so they don't care about you there.
Yeah, well, I guess that's the best you can... that's the best I can say about it. But people in the military, they say very similar stuff.
That's
people
true.
From Canada, they come down here to get operations. People in Great Britain, rather than going to the dentist, they're pulling their teeth out with their pliers in their garages.
Not uncommon over there. You're right about that. And that's because there aren't enough dentists to handle the supply of, or the demand, rather, the people that need dental services in the UK. If you want to go get dental work, get in line.
Yeah, so do a lot of people want free dental work.
Well, why would it be that the government can't supply enough dentists?
Well, they don't know how many dentists you need. They have absolutely no profit incentive as far as figuring out where people are spending money on dentists and
but shouldn't
how much
their brilliant central planners be willing to figure shouldn't the brilliant college educated central planners that are running the government be able to figure these things out?
They don't have all the information. There's no way they possibly could get through it even if they did.
Now, why is that, Sean? Why is it that that they can't do it but the marketplace? I mean, here in America there's plenty of dentists. I actually, when I went to the dentist that I go to here in the area, I found out about him because it was, you know, an award-winning dentist, right? If you figure an award-winning dentist is going to have a line of people coming out their door, they're going to be so popular, they had no problem taking me when I walked in the door. I mean, I didn't schedule the appointment right then, but you know, when I called them to say...
They were taking new patients.
Yeah, are you taking new patients? Yes,
yeah.
Let's schedule you a date.
It contrasts that to the doctor that my wife wants to go see. Doctors are far more regulated, and the government is far deeper into doctrine than it is into dentistin. Now, you can call the dentist in your town, and likely you'll get right in. I don't know what it's like in other places, but... Here in Keene, New Hampshire, recently when I got a prescription for quit smoking, so I guess recently it's been almost 2 years now, going on
wow,
2 years.
Congrats.
I went back to Sarasota, Florida to go to the doctor because I couldn't find a doctor to take me. I don't know whether it's malpractice insurance. I don't know what it is, but they're not taking new patients around here.
That's weird.
Whole sounds like a market opportunity for some doctors to move
That's
to the Keene.
You're
going to
see that weird thing
except
continuing. It's going to happen more and more. The
As
fact
more
is,
people bail out of the business, you mean?
Already the malpractice insurance is killing them.
Well, so you've got doctors who are getting sick and tired of the malpractice insurance because in this country it's not really a loser-paid system to where you can just sue whoever you want to and... It's not really any significant risk to you if you do so. there's that factor, and then there's all the regulations these doctors have to jump through, the hoops they have to jump through in order to just do business. If we actually did have, you said, Sean, there that there was, here in the Keene area or whatever, according to Mark, there's a market opportunity for a doctor to jump in. Well, that'd be great if we actually had a decent supply of doctors. But unfortunately, one of the problems that we have in this country is the AMA has lobbied to have certain restrictions placed upon who can be a doctor, who can perform these tasks. So even though our marketplace is more free than the United Kingdom, there's still a significant limitation on the supply of services.
Sure. There's also the fact that most health plans won't pay significantly more than Medicare standard costs for doctor services, so doctors can't raise their rates when they have too many patients for them to handle so that they can encourage certain patients to go away and go find a cheaper doctor.
So they get the lowest common denominator of costs across the board.
It's cheap costs across the board, so the doctors aren't making more money. If they were able to make more money, this would draw more doctors in as well.
But, Sean, this is health care. We don't need profits in health care. Why are all these doctors wanting to make money?
Well, they do have families to feed and homes.
Well, let's just go ahead and try it. Let's try paying doctors the same as we pay garbage men. And let's just see what kind of service you get.
Similar to what we get from the garbage men?
Well, the garbage men work for the government.
Most places.
In most places. Once you find that happening, then you're not going to get very good service. I'd love to see a doctor standing in the corner with a placard over him, trying to drum up some business. Then you might get some good service out there.
The whole system is just screwed, and the government uses that to its benefit. It screwed it up in the first place, and then it uses the screw-ups, it uses the shortcomings of the system that it forced upon us to make a case for total government control. And people fall right in line.
Oh, great! Free health care! Yay!
That's exactly what they do.
But that's not how it works. It's not really free. It's just that you don't pay the costs directly out of pocket.
Any government big enough to give you anything you want can take anything you have.
Oh, and there are so many consequences, too, that we haven't even touched on about the idea of this government-controlled health care. More coming up. You can take control and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, here's the long and the short of it. If you name the worst politicians in America today, Nancy Pelosi is going to be on your top 10 list. She's awful, and she's powerful. There is a principled anti-war Republican running against her, however, and his name is John Dennis. He's already beaten the establishment Republican in the primary, but he's going to need all of the financing he can get to bring down the political juggernaut that is Nancy Pelosi. He can do it, but only with your help. I've donated to John Dennis's campaign, and I would like to encourage you to also. Now is the time. Nancy Pelosi is politically vulnerable, and it's unlikely that we're going to get another candidate like John Dennis. He's the only type of Republican that can win in San Francisco. In my opinion, he is as, if not more, principled than Ron Paul. Go to johndennis2010.com and donate today. johndennis2010.com. He is Hope for America.
This ad paid for by John Dennis for Congress 2010. johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. We've got a lot of them. And the main feature of the site actually allows you to create the content. As you're surfing around and you find things that are interesting, you want to share them with our other listeners, you just submit it as show prep to the website. And then our other listeners will get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You also get to vote on other people's suggestions, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com.
And the person who puts it there has bragging rights.
Now then, we're talking about health care, and we will continue that discussion because I've got a related story about some of the consequences of what happens when government gets involved in your health care. We'll get to that here in a moment because there's a lot of people pitching the idea of single-payer, universal health care, free health care. We'll get to those. First, your thoughts about what you want. David is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Hi, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, David, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to ask, I recently got a ballot from the town hall and just so I could look it over preliminarily, because I vote.
Right, yeah, yeah, me too.
But
I was thinking about doing the same thing, David.
But it has 3 libertarian candidates on it, and I was just wondering what you guys might have thought of them, or if they get the Free Talk Live seal of approval or something like that.
There's one in particular that I'm going to vote for. I don't know what the other two are, but I'm going to vote for the guy Ken Blevins. I think he's the only one with any kind of national recognition. The reason being is
what is that, a Senate race or something?
It's a Senate race.
Yep.
If he can get 4% in that race, then the Libertarians will be on the ballot for next year. That's the presidential primary, which means that there will be an elected presidential primary for Libertarians rather than the normal convention-style nomination.
Wait a minute. I'm confused, Mark. An elected presidential primary. What do you mean?
But what do you think when the Democrats all come here and say, vote for me. I want to be the Democratic nominee. In the same way that the Democrats and the Republicans get voted on, the Libertarians will have that opportunity. opportunity, too.
Oh, really? Because right now, usually, the Libertarians have their own primary in their own party. They
as a convention, because they can't get into the primary here, because they can't get on the ballot in that manner.
Huh.
The reason that they can, the reason that they choose to do that is because, well, you know, they're a third-rate party,
mm-hmm.
or second-rate party, second-tier party, whatever term you want to use. And so...
yeah, but what are the odds this guy's going to get 4%? I mean, come
on,
he's a Libertarian.
3.2%, I believe, last year, 3.1%
really?
When he ran for the Senate seat last year. He's run previously. He's gained momentum. In that race...
Might be worth for me coming out to vote for him.
In
then,
that
huh?
race, the one it's going to be a runaway winner for the Republicans. She's polling 15% ahead of the next guy.
Is that the former Attorney General?
Yeah. That's,
oh,
she's not a great choice, and it's great
horrible.
For me, because I don't have to vote for either one of these crap heads. I know which one's going to win, and I don't have to vote for either of them. So in that particular case, I'm going to. The other two, I know the governor's race, it's too close to call on the Democrat or the Republican, so pick whichever one of those crap heads you like the best and vote for the Dem or the Republican. I don't think that...
Well, why not vote for the Libertarian,
Mark? You can if you want.
Well, I mean, if you love...
Do you think
freedom.
He's going to win?
What? That's not the reason you're supposed to vote. Look, Mark, I'm not a huge fan of voting, right? But as somebody who's worked... As somebody who's worked... I don't know if I could vote for the guy because he did something against some of my friends up in Grafton.
That bothers me, too.
So I have a problem with that. The guy, I guess, is the elected fireman or something like that for the town of Grafton, or like the fire chief or something like that. And he showed up because they were burning stuff in a campfire without... asking permission.
Yeah, a fire pit. I mean,
you,
nothing amazing here.
He shows up and threatens them with putting it out if they don't, I don't know, get a permit or something like that. I guess he was going to, I don't remember all the details. The video's up at freekeen.com for people that want to see this. But this so-called libertarian walks up with a hose, a fire hose, and pours foam all over these people's campfire. Sean, did you see this this video that was posted?
I saw the video, and I've actually been to Grafton and seen the fire pit. I see absolutely no way that fire could have been a danger to anything.
Yeah, he was totally on a power trip, and it's one of those things where it just gives you proof that even the so-called libertarians, when they get their hands on power, it corrupts them. I mean, the guy's a fire chief in a town of 1,500 people, and he's acting like a typical bureaucrat.
Well, he was told to by the chief of police in that town, so I don't
know. Oh, and if he didn't, then what would happen?
It wasn't as much sanctimony as you're kind of making it up.
What would happen to him if he didn't do it? Would the chief of police arrest
him? I have no idea. I'm just saying that people tend to... The Milgram experiments show that people tend to obey authority.
Yeah, and they also tend to... authority tends to corrupt people as well.
I concur. You're not going to get any argument from me. I'm just saying that I'd like to paint as accurate of a picture as I possibly can, Ian. That's all.
Yeah, but that said... he's still probably better than the Republican and the Democrat. And if you've got a libertarian in the race and you like the ideas of liberty and the libertarian is relatively decent at advocating those ideas, it doesn't hurt to vote for them. It's in fact the best thing that you can
do. Is that the case in this circumstance?
If you don't want to feel dirty, if you don't want to feel icky by voting for a Republican or a Democrat.
Is that the case in this circumstance?
That he's better than the Republican or Democrat?
Yes.
I don't know. I haven't
either.
Looked into it. I wouldn't vote for him because
right.
I know what I know about him personally.
It bothers, you know, he bothers me from that video. I don't know anything about the guy either, really. But, you know, seeing that video and seeing him follow orders like that, you know, I'm not real comfortable. And, you know, I don't think he's going to win. I think that the other guy getting 4% is far more likely. And my vote is better spent with Ken Blevins than Mr. Babiarz.
Yeah. Well, we don't need to get in the names. It don't matter to our listeners outside of the area. But, David, anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, I was just going to say I also noticed that, I don't know, maybe we could also write in Mr. Carroll's name if we wanted to.
You can always do that, but, I mean, it's never going to do anything. I thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Isn't the same argument for writing in, the same argument for voting third party?
No, it's not. He's referring to the local candidate who is a Free State Project participant, Andrew Carroll, who ran for the local or for the state house. And no, it's not, Mark, because when you write in a candidate, it's never reported. But if you get if you have a libertarian in a race and they get whatever the percentages they get, at least they get in most cases on a breakdown of who got what percentage. The libertarian, in some cases, I don't know, it may not even be fair to say most because sometimes they'll just leave them off. But in some cases, you will actually get to see what the vote total is. You'll never find out unless you go into the the Department of Elections and you ask for the official breakdown of who got how many votes, that's the only way you're ever going to find out how many write-in votes any candidate received. You'll never get it in the news media.
Well, you'll find out how many write-in votes they say any candidate received. We don't know for sure that they're even counting accurately.
That's true.
I've never been a big one on voting for libertarians. If it's a close race, I'm going to pick one of the two crap heads that I like better.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. I don't know if I could do that.
Okay.
I would feel too icky by choosing somebody who's
when
a
you
crap
have
head.
The choice of three crap heads, why vote for the third party crap head?
Well, if the guy's a crap head, then yeah, that would make
sense. Well, that's all I get generally. You know, you get lesser and greater crap heads. That's what voting's about, Ian. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, even when you're dealing with candidates like Ron Paul, where they're 98%, that means 2% crap head.
Would you have voted for Ron Paul if he was running as a libertarian?
Darn tootin'. I'll take a certain percentage of crap headiness.
Yeah.
I understand what I'm doing when I vote, but I'm not going to lie to myself about that either.
Who's lying to themselves?
Somebody who says that they have a non-crap head that they're voting for.
I see. I don't know. I think some candidates are not crap heads. I think that the ones that are really principled, liberty-oriented people, I wouldn't even say Ron Paul's a crap head.
What about that guy that won when he was dead? He was awesome.
That guy I fully support. Yeah. I still support him.
I support all dead candidates.
Yeah, absolutely. I support him running again. If we could get him on the ballot again, because he won. The guy that, year 2004 or something like that? I think he actually ran away with the race against John Ashcroft in whatever state it was, Nebraska or wherever the heck that guy's from.
I'm all for dead candidates in every office. Just elect them there, not get rid of them.
Don't do it.
Yeah, we're not suggesting killing candidates, everybody.
Now, that's the kind of fun stuff that I think that people should do in politics. I think that more people should have fun with the system as much as they possibly can. Like, run as character candidates, run as Dracula, or run as, you know, come up with something creative, because I'm sure, certainly not that creative on these matters, but come up with something creative. I attempted to run at one point as nobody, but they would not allow me to do that. But even if you can't run as Dracula, like the name Dracula on the ballot, it might be fun to just kind of dress up in a Dracula outfit at any kind of campaign event and, you know, show up in a debate and, you know, kind of take on that campaign persona. Or run as a total authoritarian as well. Like, you could really throw him a curveball and, like, create the total statist party where you're even more hardcore of a statist than the Republicans and Democrats.
Yes. The state should pick what food you eat. People are not smart enough to know what to eat. We will pick all of your food.
We must execute all the men. 1-800-2, except for myself. 1-800-259-9231.
This is Say Stupid Things.
The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 on the way. Your ideas for campaigns are welcome, or creative ones, of course.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.